Oh yeah, it's going down. Next season, what's going on, man? We get ready to get these guys business, man. We ain't even live yet, bro. Hold up, though. What else? Y'all, I got so much shit popping off over here. Hold up. They ain't even ready, though. Right. We got this new shit. Hold on. We on a new level. Talking that mic.
MidwestMixtapes.com, the number one website for Midwest rap. MidwestMixtapes.com. They promote and market albums, mixtapes, singles, and videos. MidwestMixtapes.com. They can get you on DJ conference calls, blogs, and email blasts. MidwestMixtapes.com. They work with several magazines, college radio campaigns, and street teams in multiple cities.
Yeah. Oh. We on a new level over here. We're on a new level over here, Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Hold on, let me get this.
Artist, are you struggling with getting
out,
people
right?
to listen to your
oh,
music?
Yeah.
Do you need a bigger fan base?
You know.
Real Rap Promo is here.
You're
going to
go ahead and
set
it off, man.
Log on to www.realrappromo.com
believe that.
Today to see how they can help you with all your promo and marketing
down,
needs.
Real Rap Promo. Hey, I got some new stores. I got some new toys. You know, come up. And I got my homie next to nails in here with me too. Hold on. I told you, man, this shit is real right now. You know what I'm talking about? K100 Radio, it's real right now. We on a new level. You know what I'm talking about? Hey. Hold on. Let me get in a new shot over here. Hold on. What's this? Hold on. Studio cam. Nail. Studio cam. Yeah. We on some other shit. We on a new level. You know what I'm talking about? Facebook Live. What up, yo? I told y'all I was going to have some shit for y'all today. You know what I'm talking about? K100 Radio. This shit getting crazy right now, man. We looking over here. We looking over there. We looking everywhere. You know what I'm talking about? Hold on. Yo. We got a studio shot. We got a studio shot cam. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. We gonna just sit this up here so we can just see what's going on the whole time. Hold on.
Hold on.
We on a new level, man. K100 Radio, what up, man? Facebook, what up, though? You know what I'm saying? Hold on, man. Pause the motherfucking music, man. Hold on, man. Let me stop the motherfucking music, man. Hold on. I got to get my background music going, cranking up here. Hold on, man. All right. I got three mice, my shit going on right now. Welcome to K100 Radio. What up, though? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Yo, what up to my Facebook Live crew checking in? You feel me? What's going on, man? Yo, hold on. Yeah. Let me get back to the other shot. Hold on. Let me switch that back.
Flex on them.
Hold on, real quick. Bam. Yeah, no, hold on. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Next guy. That's what we talking about. Direct line interview with my homie, Next Guy.
Flex on him.
What's going on, bro?
Hey, man, it's all good, baby. What's good, man?
We're chilling, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yo, I rarely notice my man because I got the homie over here in the lab with me posted up and shit.
Man.
You know what I'm talking about? You feel me?
Everybody can't do
you know what I'm saying? Yo, 347-934-0966. You guys let me know what's popping. Facebook Live, what's going on? If you're watching on Facebook Live right now, yo, give me the thumbs up, whatnot, or what have you, and let me know that you guys are checking in loud and clear over there. I'm pretty sure we are. You know what I'm saying? I got everything set up real nice over here. We got some whole new features and stuff. Hold on. Today we're doing a direct line. We're interviewing my homie, Next Guy. That's real fancy right there.
Real
you know
fancy.
What I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I had to one up him. I had to level up on him.
What you doing? What you got over there?
I had to level. Oh, I'm over here on the iPad right now.
Oh, okay.
Now.
All right. Let me get back though. We'll be out here. What up, though, man?
Hey, man,
Facebook.
Hey, man, what is it?
Man, chilling, man. We over here good, man. Direct line interview with my homie, man. You know what I'm talking about, man. Yo, if you're on Facebook Live right now, man, what up, man? Let me know. We coming through loud and clear. You know what I'm saying? Let me know how that sound is popping. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I see my homie, Sarah Wines in the building. Billy Bad is in the building. You know what I'm talking about? We got the whole new Facebook Live feed set up, man. You know what I'm saying? You see the number down there at the bottom, right? 347-934-0966. That's the number to call in. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Nextel is over here on the fucking iPad and shit. You know what I'm saying? This is what you do. When you get in studio, you get distracted like a motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
Y'all guys got to let me know, though. Like, if y'all hearing me loud and clear, yo, bitch be like, yo, we hear you loud and clear and shit. You know what I'm saying? Just type that shit in so I can see it on Facebook Live. I'm pretty sure it'll be coming, too, because I got my phone right here. I'm looking at everything.
Yeah.
And all my levels is good. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, my homie Billy Bad just said it'll be good. So let's get it. I told you, man, I had to come in with that new level. So we definitely on a new level. You know what I'm talking about, man. Welcome, everybody, to another Direct Line interview. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. And for a rare occasion, I got an in-studio guest. I got somebody up in the lab. Matter of fact, let me let you guys just give me... Once again, hold on. Where's that studio shot? Yo, lab cam over here, man. Yo, what up, man? Studio shot. We in the building. Yo, I told you, motherfuckers, man. I told you I had something for y'all, man. You know what it is? This is K100 Radio, man. This is Facebook Live. I told you my first interview was with homie Next Guy, man. It's finna pop off right now, man. So, yo, I'm just kind of clowning right now because if you ain't on my Facebook Live feed, you really don't know what's popping. You feel what I'm saying?
Word.
You know what I'm talking about? Hold on. Oh. See, that's when you got a whole bunch of fucking. See, this is what happened when you get. This is what happened when you got a whole bunch of buttons and shit going on. You feel me?
Word.
You know what I'm saying? I had to make sure the broadcast was live. We live right here on the broadcast right now. Okay, we good. 347.3409. I didn't press the broad because I got this mice, and I got three mice right here. You see this three mouses?
Hey, man.
Yeah, man. What's going on, man?
Advanced, man. Good, man.
Man, Left Guy, man. You feel me? What's going on, bro?
Everything's lovely, man. I'm happy to be in the house with K100, you know what I mean?
All right, man. What's going on, man? I'm glad to have you, homie. You know what I'm saying? Again, hit that phone line up, 347-934-0966. You guys let me know what you think about this new Facebook Live get up. You know what I'm saying? Let me know what you think about the whole setup right here on Facebook Live. I got my homie Nextel Nails, a.k.a. Nextel Nails, but now he's Next Guy now.
God,
he's changed his name to Next Guy, man.
Ascended.
So let's go ahead and jump into this direct line interview, man, with my homie, man. Now, this is somebody that I've been knowing for a long time, Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Me and the homie go way back. You know what I'm talking about? And we've been cool for a long time, man. We had a project that we was working on together, man. Shout out to all my Strizzles, my Team Strizz fam. You know what I'm saying? They're still my niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? Dink, Bully, all them guys, man. You feel me? Everybody that we was working on the project, man, made some fucking dope ass music. I might just drop one of those motherfuckers on niggas.
Hey, man, I know you got them in the tuck.
You know, man. I got them shits. You know I got that shit. You know what I'm saying? But yo, man, we here to talk about Next Guy, man. You feel me? And the new project that he's got coming up. My homie representing Detroit, man. That's the camera right there, man. Let him know what's good, man.
Hey,
right,
man.
There.
Hey, Next Guy, man. I represent Detroit, Michigan all day. You know what I'm saying? Plymouth, the Wood. I'm a West Side nigga till the day I die.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I got nothing but that hot shit for you also. So, you know, we're going to get into that a little bit.
Right.
And let y'all hear a couple songs if y'all ain't up on me already. Yeah, y'all going to get familiar today.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Now, don't get me wrong. Now, the homie is dope. You feel me? Like, the homie has got... I'm going to tell you why he's a double threat. And you know me, I love my double threat. Producer and... MC, you feel me?
Yeah.
The homie's a double threat, man. He definitely goes in with the bars, you know what I'm talking about? And he goes in with the tracks, too, though. So this is, like, one of my homies that I really feel like when it comes to a talent level, like, homie is, like, on another level when it comes down to just really making tracks and then being able to spit at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So this is my homie's a dual threat, man, representing Detroit. Now tell me about the project you got coming out, because I know you got something new. That's why you in here. That's why we're doing this direct line. You got new music. Even though you got a catalog... That ain't the fuck with.
Catalog crazy.
The catalog crazy, but now you dropping some more shit. Tell us about it.
Yeah, catalog go crazy on iTunes, man. If you need to, if you want to hear any of my music, definitely go on SoundCloud, iTunes, Spotify, whatever type of way you want to get somewhere. Put in Nextel Nails, put in Next Guy, you're going to find me and all my hot music. But I just dropped a mixtape called Breakup Season. It's amazing. We're gonna hear two songs from that today.
All right.
And that's all to gear up for the Next Guy album that's dropping somewhat soon.
Somewhat soon.
Something like wintertime. You know what I'm saying?
That's like wintertime? You gonna make it fourth quarter?
Fourth
quarter releases, though. I fuck with fourth quarter releases because a lot of times, man, by the time that shit really just, you build it up and you actually, as an indie, if something can pop, by the time it really start really popping, you could drop a summer song on that project, and maybe by the time you grinded it out, people are familiar with that summer song by the spring, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe even the summer. So, you know, fourth quarter releases, and then nobody in the majors really do fourth quarter releases hardly. So you ain't got to compete with a lot of new music from majors, you know what I'm saying, like that. So I think fourth quarter releases is always great for independent artists, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of the majors, they go on vacation during that time.
Right.
And everybody...
Nobody does shit. The industry shuts down.
Yeah, industry shuts down. Everybody comes back in the first quarter, you know, ready to go. So, you know, from an indie standpoint, when I say I'm gonna drop in the fourth quarter, really, you gotta have that. You gotta have that grind. You gotta have that December, January, February, March,
April,
May. You know what I'm saying? Until you hit that summertime, and it's, you know what I'm saying, you got a single or two that's ready to go. So
absolutely,
that's what I'm looking at.
Shout out to all my Facebook people checking in over here right now, man. I see Twink in the building, Jazz in the building. You know what I'm saying? Sharon Marshall, what's going on, man? Live from the studio cam. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
man.
Studio shot. We doing the most over here. And I told you we were going to be on a new level. I told y'all I had something special for y'all. You know what I'm talking about, man? I'm over here chilling with my homie Next Guy. You know what I'm talking about, man? What's going on, man? Yo, and we got some dope music that the homie going to break, you know, and we going to drop it over here on the broadcast, man. But tell me about the grind, man. I know... I know you've been at it for a minute, and then you relocated. You came down to Atlanta from Detroit. Detroit's got a lot of shit going on. You feel me? And I ain't really necessarily meaning it in a good way. It's a lot of shit. But how? I know you go home frequently. I know you got people back there. How is the city recovering? I know it had a very tumultuous decade. You know what I'm saying? What's going on in Detroit
now? Still tumultuous. Whatever that word is you said.
Tumultuous.
Yeah, it's still tumultuous.
I got my Stephen A. on right then.
The city. I mean, it's just like any tough inner city at the end of the day. But Detroit, you know, they bringing the downtown back right now. They're gentrifying it right now.
Okay.
At the end, but you know, it's still tough. You know, I lost my rest in peace, Carnell. I lost my big brother last year. You know what I'm saying? The gun violence at the end of the day. So, you know, the city is the city at the end of the day. But, you know, the last time I've been back to the city, I went back to help my homegirl out, who she has an organization called Amazing Little Models.
All right.
They actually flew me up to produce a couple tracks for some kids, right? So I was in the studio with like 12 kids.
And I've done a kid project, so I can just.
But it was so out, crazy. It was so cool because the kids were so into the music and into, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever I told them to do, they went in and did it. So that was amazing. That's something that
grown motherfuckers don't do. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's something. It's hard to get grown people to do that shit. You feel what I'm saying? 347-934-0966. I'm pretty sure you see the number down there at the bottom of the screen because we done got fancy on y'all asses. We done went to a new level. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
so I ain't got to keep calling out the fucking number. It's on the damn screen right there. I don't know. I'm kind of pointing right now, but you know, I'll get it right. I'll get that exact point right if I practice a little bit. 347-934-0966. You guys hit the phone lines. And definitely let me know what you guys think about the new Facebook live feed, man. I appreciate everybody checking in right now. Tag a friend and tell a friend what's going on with this new Facebook live feed that we got popping over here at K100 Radio, man. You know what I'm talking about? So anyway, man, the music and what's going on with the project, what's the concept and everything that you got going on with this?
All right, so the Breakup Season project is, it's Breakup Season. It's, and really, to be honest, this is the answer to Beyonce's Lemonade. This is
hell.
Yeah, this project.
Cause Jay-Z couldn't do it.
Yeah.
He got to live there.
Yeah, he
got to
live there.
Yeah. He got to live there. He can't do it. Okay.
But I did it for him though. So the project is really about the things that us guys go through in a relationship that that I don't believe get talked about enough.
Right.
Because either you know we always in that vibrato, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Tough guy shit. But it's an ill take on relationships and the things that go in them. And I think the moment you from the first track when you put it on, you hooked. You gonna be like, oh shit.
So basically this is a niche project. You know what I'm saying? This is a niche project. This is something that you just addressing and you got a core, which is obviously women.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is a target.
Yeah,
you feel what I'm saying? I mean they spend the most money. You know what I'm saying?
Let's not be crazy here.
Yeah. They spend the most money. You feel me?
Yeah.
So there's that part. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I'm glad I got a chance to come over here and, you know, just really chop it up with you, man. You know, it's been a long time. Now, tell me about your thoughts, and we're going to get to the music in a minute, but your thoughts on a couple of things. First of all, the grind. You've been at it a long time. You were indie. You were a seasoned veteran, what I call it. You feel what I'm saying? And we both been doing this for a very long, long time, and we've seen our ups and our downs and our drama, whatever. Where are you at right now with being an artist and being an indie and just, you know what I'm saying? Like me, you know, I dropped the record to let everybody know, like, yo, I'm good. I'm like good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nice,
I'm nice, but I'm good though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I just do this. Now I do this because I just can. You feel
exactly,
me?
Yeah.
Where are you at with the career? Where are you at with your mind frame about creating music and putting it out to the people right now?
Yeah. That's what's special about me coming up here and doing this with you, because really this is my rebirth, dog. Like,
right.
I'm next God now. So my fucking passion for music hasn't died at all. If anything, it's gotten crazier. I'm spending crazy amounts of time making beats, writing rhymes, coming up with song concepts, working with different people. Shout out to Jap King, shout out to KQ, shout out to Dominique. I got some cold R&B singers that I'm working with right now.
Right.
So the grind, man, this is the rebirth of my grind right now, man. Like I'm really trying to rebrand myself and you know, go at a target market with my music this time around.
Well, I again, dog, I know you got some dope shit. You feel what I'm saying? I appreciate everybody checking us out, man, rocking with us over there on Facebook Live. I see Vina checked in. You feel what I'm talking about, man?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And just big up to everybody who's watching us right now on Facebook Live and checking us out, man. I want to jump into one of the songs, and then we're going to break, and then we'll come back. You feel what I'm saying? So we got these two records loaded up. I got a feeling, and I got Move On. You feel what I'm saying? So tell me about both of these records. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. If you want to hit us up, talk to us live on the air. Shout out to my Facebook Live people checking us out over here on our new Facebook Live feed. What up, though? You know what I'm saying? So yeah. Tell me about this, bro. Tell me about this first song we're going to play.
All right. So so we got Move On, and what's the other one you got?
I got Move On, and I got a feeling.
I got a feeling. All right. So I got a feeling, if you're going to open it up with that one, I got a feeling is what probably everybody's going through in a relationship is yo, I kind of think this nigga on some bullshit, or I kind of think this chick is on some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's saying like, yo, I got a feeling that, like, yo, this nigga's fucking up, and it goes through different situations and things that happens in relationships that make you, you know, it makes you think like, yo, man, I don't know.
Right.
I think, hold on, let me go ahead and open this phone up. I got a feeling.
You got it. Really?
Yeah.
You gonna go through the phone?
Oh, I don't go through the phone.
Okay, I was gonna say.
Yeah, ain't nothing good. What's going on in the phone?
Yeah, yeah.
It's
all bad in the phone, bro. Stay the fuck out the phone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, just stay the fuck out the phone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But everybody didn't do it, though. That's what makes it.
Like, I've never went through anybody's phone.
No, I went through phones.
You went through phones?
Oh, yeah, I went through phones.
What'd you find? Would you hurt when you found some shit?
I have found some shit that hurt.
I mean, they ain't loyal. They ain't all that loyal. Anyway. Yo, let me So did you produce this? Who did this track? I know you got tracks from other people, but did you produce this one or what?
Yeah, I produced this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And name is joint is called I Got a Feeling, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're gonna check this first joint out, man, off the new project. Tell them the name of the new project again.
Breakup Season, man.
Breakup Season.
iTunes, SoundCloud.
But you know, hold on. Wait a minute. Bruh.
What?
It's like almost October. It's cuffing season.
I released Breakup Season in the spring, my nigga. All right? That's when I released this. All right? 2 million streams in the UK. Last month, just to let y'all know. Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about that then. You know what I'm saying? The plug that you got over there that's getting you some looks over there across the water, across the pond,
uh-huh,
as they would say. All right. Next 10 nails, I got a feeling right here on K100 Radio. You guys check it out. Let me know what you think. What's happening? Facebook Live, man. Check him out, man. It's my homie Nick Tail Nails. I got a feeling.
I got a feeling your brand from work is your side piece. I told you twice not to sign me. Don't be trying me, but you tried me. I got a feeling you keep talking to the blind me. But I ain't got contact, blast, vibe. I got a feeling my feelings involved. We just be sexing, no kissing involved. I gotta sit here and listen to all the bullshit you say trying to tell me I'm wrong. Something ain't right, we just ain't tight. I don't feel love, but we was fight every single night. Better think twice before you do that. The first come right back. Who is you texting? Why is you flexing? Answer my question. Passive progressive. In my direction. Bitch, I can see you there. Open my message. This is depressing. Let me learn.
I'm snapping
out. I hope you're fucking happy. I'm crying because I'm always fucking making you cry.
Dude, what is your deal?
You're my fucking problem. You were supposed to fucking pick me up an hour ago. I hate it when you say what you're
doing.
I starting fights while I'm just trying to keep the peace. I be home, you be out there running through the streets. I got a feeling you playing in somebody's
shit. You roll your eyes like I'm starting to preach. Then turn around like you starting to leave. Look me in the face, you talking to me. I got a feeling it's over indeed. I got a feeling I know who it is. I got a feeling he been to the crib. I find a shirt and I know it ain't mine. I would never wear this ugly design. Something ain't right, you stay tight. I don't feel love, but we should fight every single night. Better think twice before you do that. What you put into the universe, come right back. Who is she texting? Why is she flexing? Answer my question. Pass me progressing in my direction. Bitch, I can see you there. Open my message. This is depressing. Let's learn.
So, what are you
going to
do? Go drink and get fucking drunk, and then I'm going to have to drive myself home, right? You probably about everything else too, right? So, what were you really doing, Sam? You lied about leaving and everything.
Fuck the beluga whale.
Oh, what
kind of whale?
Who gives a shit? You don't care.
I don't care.
No, you don't.
I'm still playing. I'm still playing. Oh, God.
That was the homie Next Tail Nails.
Next God
in the building, man. What's going on, man? We live right now at K100 Radio. What up, though? Facebook Live. What's happening, man? What's good, man? My homie Next Tail Nails is in the building, man. What's good, man?
Man, it's Next God. I'm in the blade. You know what I'm saying? And that song, look. But look, breakup season, though, right?
Right.
So what I also did was I wanted to give you what it sounds like when white people break up. And I wanted to give you what it sounds like when niggas break up.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to give you what it sounds like when the chick is right. When the guy is wrong, and also in the reverse. So, like, when you go through the album, like, man.
So, is it that much disparity as to opposed to when a black guy gets pulled by the police and a white guy gets pulled by the police? Is it that different? That's very fucking different.
Yeah, it's very fucking different.
Very fucking different.
Very fucking different.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Don't listen to Cam Newton.
Yo, this is for Cam. Tighten up, bro.
What the fuck you talking about?
Come on, homie. You know what I'm saying? Like, he disappointed me right then. And you know, my homie Next Tail Nails, he's a ball player. He's a basketball guy. You know what I'm saying? We like to talk about jab back and forth about sports and everything. You feel
Absolutely.
Me? I know it's another one of your passions. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? What you think about all this stuff, man, with athletes and some of these black athletes kind of cowering away and then Colin Kaepernick? Just real quick, tell the people what you think about all that shit right there. That's Facebook Live.
I mean,
right
from the athlete's perspective, man, it could be so many different. Like, I don't mean to shit on Cam Newton because we only like the sum of our experiences and then we you know, everybody has different viewpoints on things. And
right.
Just because in that moment somebody says something, like, you know, it's the media, then you take it and then everybody turns against you and the whole thing. So it's not to say that, you know what I'm saying, you know, fuck Cam Newton. But at the end of the day, when you grew up the way we grew up, at the end of the day, it hits a little bit deeper.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I can go out here right now and get pulled over and get killed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think Cam Newton feels that. Because Cam Newton been that nigga, you know what I'm saying, since high school, playing football, you know what I'm saying, doing his thing. Everybody's been kissing his ass for a long time. But, like, I don't know that he has that connection to that feeling. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, but, you know, I mean, it is what it is. I'm glad. I'm glad. People is stepping up and saying something. You know,
I mean, that's better. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, one thing you gotta respect about Kaepernick's whole situation is at least he sparked, and it's one of those times where you could feel whatever way, but at the end of the day, whether you agree or whatever, he started this conversation. He got motherfuckers talking. You feel
Absolutely.
Me? Like every time I turn on SportsCenter ever since he started, bro, these commentators and these people bring it up at least once in their segment.
Absolutely.
These big ones. Yeah. We talking about Mike and Mike. We talking about First Day. We talking
Colin
about
Coward.
You know what I'm saying? Colin Cowherd and all these guys, man. You know, they all bring it up every segment. Because they know it needs to be talked about. They just wasn't bold enough to start it. But
yeah,
now that somebody's
got
the ball rolling, it's like, yeah, we're going to keep on talking about it. And it's crazy because some of the white commentators talking about it more than some of these black motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's scared the motherfuckers lose their little money or whatever they got. But that's another step.
They start showing their colors. They start showing their colors.
Which is yellow.
Yeah.
Yellow, motherfucker.
I was just tweeting back and forth with Charlamagne Tha God about, you know what I'm saying?
He responded back to you?
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah.
Okay, what did he say?
Charlamagne responded back to me all the time, but he, I listened to his podcast. So,
right.
You know, they was discussing, you know, this in general issue, and he had somebody on the show from Fox News. So you already know. You know what I'm saying?
Fox
but,
News.
Like, he wasn't,
Fox
like,
News.
He wasn't, he didn't have an extra flaw perspective, but Charlamagne is on the podcast, and there's two other white dudes, and he was kind of allowing them to explain away racism
right.
as if it doesn't exist.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I tweeted him like, yo, son. Yo, stop letting these white boys try to explain away like it don't exist. Oh, it could have been this. So
right, right,
this.
Right,
oh,
right,
nigga,
right.
You know what it is.
Right, right,
you know
right,
I mean?
Right, right.
But, you know, niggas got to make their money how they make their money.
I guess, man. You know what I'm saying? I guess. You know what I'm talking about, man? Yo, my homie Next 10 Nails. We're going to talk about his next song, though. Let's talk about that. This one is called Moving On.
Move on. So,
what's going on with this one?
Hey, so you just heard... What'd you just hear? You just heard...
We just heard the first one that we played was
feeling.
I Got a Feeling.
Just, like,
right.
So you just heard I Got a Feeling. So
right.
I Got a Feeling, and now Got a Feeling, you done figured out that feeling was correct. Now it's time to move on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's the... From the... You know, this song is from the perspective of, yo, I done been through all of this shit. This nigga or this chick has done A, B, C, D, and I didn't get forgave him. I didn't came back and blah, blah, blah. But you know what? Fuck that. It's time to move on.
It's time to move on?
Get out of my face.
All right, man. Yo, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Hit the phone lines up. I got my homie Lil Cash coming up next, man. We're going to go ahead and rock this joint by Next God. I keep wanting to call you. You know,
I know.
I because I've been knowing you as that for you. He just changed his name midstream and shit. You know what I'm saying? We go over here. We got the studio shot. We got the studio shot cam over here. OK 100 Radio. You know, all the stuff that we got going on, you know, for the new Facebook live feed. I hope you guys like it. You feel what I'm saying? We over here right now talking to this guy, Next God.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm talking about? And we're going to go ahead and just
new
jump
shit.
This joint off, man. This is Move On by Next God. All right? Shout out to everybody checking us out, man. Let's get it.
Change. This shit got me thinking strange. I can see we've been through some hella pain. I think you're moving on to better things. I can see back and forth we carry on. A week ago it went all wrong. You were searching through my telephone. Read a message that you took all wrong. Yelling and you tripping, say I'm cheating with some bitches, and you only read a sentence made up stories from a distance. If you looking for some drama, you gon' find it every time. If you ain't got trust.
Don't have the time to sit here and argue with you.
Carry on.
I can't read your mind. So here's what I think I'ma do. I'ma just go home and put this bitch on about my always trip. Go home. Man, I'm out this bitch.
Carry on. You want me to stay? If I don't work, then I can't buy you things. Can't you see? Confusing me in every way. Our relationship is very lame. I can see that you lie too. I know about your side, dude. That nigga like 5'2". He went to your high school. Tell me that is not true. You say I for I fool. I'm like, what did I do? You can read minds too. Where the fuck I find you? Let's just draw a line, boo. You stay on your side, boo. Talk crazy as fried food. I'm vegan, no swine flu. I'm so sick and tired too. I'm thinking it's time to. Goodbye, cool.
Don't have the time to sit here and argue with you.
Carry on.
I can't read your mind. So here's what I think I'ma do. I'ma just go.
Facebook Live, what up, man?
Carry on.
Break it down.
Carry on.
And we're back. K100 Radio, what up, man? Facebook Live, what's going on, man? Shout out to everybody that's rocking with us over here, K100 Radio, man. Checking out our new Facebook Live feed, man. I appreciate everybody that's over here rocking with us right now, man. We checking some of y'all out. We trying to. It's kind of funny because normally I'm kind of watching myself because I'm doing it with the phone, but this is different because it's about a 15, 20-second delay, so I'm kind of like watching your iPad and watching, you know what I'm saying, everything over here. I got all this shit going on, but it's actually working out pretty good, man. I'm hoping the quality – I'm going to go back and listen to it, hoping the quality and everything is good. But so far, it looks pretty great over here on your iPad, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
our first Facebook Live setup, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Switching back and forth between the scenes. You know,
new
we got
to
tighten up, man. You know what I'm saying? We on a new level, bro.
Hey.
I'm going to make y'all step y'all game up, bro. So, man, we got my homie Lil Cash is coming up next. He's on deck. You know what I'm saying? 347-934-0966. If you rocking with my homie Lil Cash, man, make sure you come tune in and check in. You feel what I'm talking about? We're going to go to a break before we go, man. Next tell right there, man. Tell them where they can find his music, man. Where can they get breakup season? And then in the middle of cuffing season, but then, goddamn it, you'll get it back right by the time it get warm again.
Yeah, by the time it get warm. Hey, it's Next Guy. If you want to find any of my music, you can go on iTunes, Spotify. Wherever you find your music, you can go in there and put in Next Guy, N-E-X-G-O-D. You can put in Nextel, N-E-X-T-A-L-E. You know, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, N-E-X_G-O-D. Facebook, Next Guy. You know, go like the page. Add to my, 100,000 likes.
100,000
you know,
likes?
Holler at me. You know what I'm saying?
Say that louder. Say that louder.
I'm flexing. 100,000 likes.
That's a lot.
You know what I'm saying? Holler at me, man.
That's a lot, man.
Good music.
Yo,
good
my homie Nextel Nails
music.
Right here, man. You feel me? Don't go nowhere, though. Pause. Hey. I got my homie Lil Cash coming up.
We
gonna pause real quick for this little commercial break. You know what I'm saying? My homie Nextel Nails. He going to chill in the cut for me. And then we going to come right back, man. This is K100 Radio, man. Shout out to everybody checking us out over here on our new setup that we got on our studio shot that we got going on. You feel me? My homie next to me is over here kicking it with me, man. You know what I'm talking about? This is K100 Radio, man. Lil Cash coming up next. Y'all can see all the stuff, all the action going on now. You feel what I'm talking about? Don't go nowhere. You dig?
Entertainment presents Juice Box, Volume 1, the hottest mixtape out now. Get a free copy exclusively on DownloadJuiceBox.com. That's DownloadJuiceBox.com. DownloadJuiceBox.com. It's a 10-minute 6-track dope beat and freestyle on throwbacks. Plus, you get a bonus single, all female rappers for free.
All female rappers whacking, all female rappers naked, want all female rappers shaking.
Just visit DownloadJuiceBox.com for full screen lyrics, videos, and more. DownloadJuiceBox.com. That's DownloadJuiceBox.com. For more information, visit TamaraBubble.com and remember to follow her on all social media at TamaraBubble. Bubble on deck.
And we're back. What up, though? So now I'm over here by myself with the camera. You know what I'm saying? I'm over here by myself doing my thing, man. Shout out to my homie Next Guy. He was in the building just checking in with me. Now we're getting ready to jump over here to my homie Lil Cash. We got my homie representing, man. The A50, the Bangin' Bay is in the building, man. Shout out to all my people who rocking with us over there. You know what I'm talking about? All my Panama City people, everybody showing love to the homie. We finna bring him on the line right about now. Cash, what up, bro? Lil Cash. Hold on.
Yo, what's happening? What's happening?
Oh, I got him. There you go. What's going on, bro? What's happening with you?
You already know, man. Just living life, baby. What's good with you?
You know what it is, man. Go ahead and tell the people who you is and who you be with, man. This is my homie Lil Cash, man. I got him set up over here, too. Looking nice over here on Facebook Live, man. You know what I'm talking about. Cash, go ahead and tell them who you is real quick, bro. Know what's good, homie.
Yeah, you already know what it is, man. It's the homie Lil Cash, man. Represent Panama City, Florida, Bangin' Bay representative. You dig what I'm saying?
Absolutely, man. So at the end of the day, bro, what's going on, man? What? Tell me about this new project that you got going on real quick. Go ahead.
Yeah, man, this new project I got, man, it's a self-titled called Bad Man. You know, if for people that know me and been knowing me, you know what I'm saying? That's my childhood nickname growing up, you feel me? I got it playing football, you know, I was so fly. I don't know why they named it Batman. But you know, I can't even tell you, but they just started calling me Batman. Actually calling me Batman, and then, you know, my nana, my grandma, you did. And you know, I took along with the football game and people just took out that Batman. So I wanted to title it Batman, Be Everything Always Real. That's what it stands for, you dig? And it's basically, man, just going back to, you know, my childhood and just, you know, reminiscing on the times that I had growing up, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of that in my music, you feel me? That a lot of people from Panama City, Florida would understand, you know what I'm saying?
So it's an album, but it's one of those albums that, you know, you can feel it anyway, but if they really know you, they really going to feel it, which I can understand those kind of records.
Exactly. It really, and I mean, if you want to call it an album, I wouldn't even call it an album because, you know, I really just put it together, my nigga, but it goes so hard, bro. It'll sound like an album, but album gonna go harder, but way harder than that, you know what I'm saying? Like, that bitch go hard, but I wouldn't say it's an album, you know? I wouldn't say it's an album.
It's not an album. So it's just a project that you're dropping that you're just giving to people, a little something, you know what I'm saying? Right.
Yeah, 9 tracks, you know, 9 bangers, you dig? I'm dropping 9 bangers. You know what I'm saying? And really, I'm coming back for the spring, you know. I'm coming back for the spring with my 10TD3. So I really want to just drop. I want to drop the Batman, the little EP, you know, to let the people know that, man, it ain't going to stop, man. It's 15 years strong, bro. It ain't going to stop, bro. You feel me?
The grind is real. You dig?
Yeah.
We at it, you know what I'm saying? And here's my thing. My thing is I always like to try to, like, show love to, you know what I'm saying, guys from Panama City who I know have a real grind. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I've always felt like, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, it's kind of like my responsibility to try to show love to the people that has a real grind. The talented people with a grind, which is the grind and then the talent and the talent beating the grind and it all coming together. You feel me? You got some people who have talent in the Bay, but they don't have a grind, you know, the work ethic. You feel what I'm saying? You got something that had a grind, but the music is not really there yet. You feel what I'm saying? So when I see the ones who really been doing it for a long time who really is dope, you feel me? Me personally, I've always tried to extend the hand out. Some of them didn't reach the hand back. It is what it is. But I've always felt it my responsibility, man, to try to show love to the people who, you know, who really was down there in the trenches really grinding with it. You feel me? But you travel. You've been going a lot of places. I've seen you in Atlanta. I know you come up here a lot and frequent this city. What are you doing outside of Panama City to kind of get the music out there with the word? And what's your game plan to spread it beyond you know, the Bay County, the Bangor Bay area?
Well, you know, I mean, like you said, man, you know, Atlanta, man, Atlanta is always like a home to me, you dig? But I'm really focusing on, you know, Florida, you know what I'm saying? Like the Panhandle, man, you know where I'm from, bro. You know, like, you know, Tallahassee, Pensacola, you know, Fort Walton, you know, all those cities up in that area, man, you know. And then I'm going to work my way up, you know, towards, you know, Tennessee area, Carolina areas, you know. But for really, man, I'm focusing on Florida, man, right now, for real. You dig? But you know, Atlanta always going to take me in as a home, you know. But I'm from Florida, you know what I'm saying? So I want to keep it all the way Florida, most definitely. You feel me?
All right. Well, I can understand it. I've done that for 20 years.
Yeah.
Done the same, you know what I'm saying? I be in the middle of a Falcons tailgate talking about, nigga, the Bucks, nigga. What? But, you know, so I've kept my Florida about me, I guess I can say, for these whole 20 years, man. You know what I'm saying? And so let me ask you a couple other things, man. You know, the grind. Speaking of Florida, you know, I travel now doing K1's radio. You know, I travel a lot more than I really used to. You know, I be at a lot of different places. And given the truth, I'm on the industry side of stuff, more on the back end of stuff now, far more than really being out in the trenches, like, as an artist. But Florida, tell me about when you're traveling and going around. Tell me about the vibe of, like, the independent movement in Florida. Like, what do you feel about, like, Florida in general as being an independent artist? You know what I'm saying? At one point, it seemed like Florida had a lot of people coming out, and, like, Florida was going to be the new New York or the new L.A. or, you know what I'm saying? And then it kind of just fell off, and it just, like, it was like Rick Ross, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? But at one point...
You-
it felt like Florida was going to be the next to go, you know, go to place. But tell me about the independent grind down there real quick.
Well, you know, I'm going to keep it 100, man. It's tough, bro, you know, coming from Florida and trying to, you know what I'm saying, be, you know, independent underground, man, you know, trying to get your music heard and trying to get on, you know, and be where you want to be in life and successful in the music industry. It's hard in Florida, you know what I'm saying? But for some reason, man, deep down inside, bro, you know, it's somebody, man, that could really, like, open these doors, man, for these Florida artists, man, that's independent and underground, you know what I'm saying? And for us not having to, you know, go to other states and try to, you know what I'm saying, get on them, man. It got to be, I just deep down in my heart, I feel like it's somebody, bro, that could really, like, make that happen, man. You know, shout out to Bigger Rankings, man. You know, that's that dude, man. He one of them dudes that can make it happen off rip, and he do it all the time, you know what I'm saying? You dig?
Yeah.
But it's tough, man. It's tough from Florida, man. It's tough, bro. It's tough, for real.
I can tell you that I feel like, you know what I'm saying, the homie, you know, the homie Bigger Ranking is one dude, you know what I'm saying? And even with, and the thing about the music industry, bro, is you got even people like Bigger Ranking. You feel what I'm saying? You still gonna have people who don't like Bigger. You feel me? You still gonna have people who got something bad to say about Bigger. You're gonna have that in the industry or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I really respect him, and it's funny that you brung him up, man. You feel me? Because, you know, like, we talked, you know, one time he did an interview with me not too long ago, a couple months back. And he really just said, live on the air, man, you know what I'm saying, how much respect he had for the platform of K1's Radio. And it was kind of shocking because I remember growing up, you know what I'm saying, checking out Real Nigga Radio mixtapes and all that. And so when you go from something like that, you know what I'm saying, then to somebody saying that, yo, I'm fucking with something that you made in the music industry, it's a big deal. And I think he's a humble person, man. But you've got brand ambassadors and you've got state ambassadors like that. But still, like, the grind and the artist, it's just like, I'm sitting here in Atlanta, and I'm seeing other cities and stuff get a lot of love, and I'm just like, I try to show Florida as much love as I can, but it's like, I don't know what's going on at home.
We ain't getting that credit. Yeah, we ain't getting that credit,
right,
bro. We ain't getting that credit.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
I'm like, why is it so stagnant? Like, why am I not hearing just, because I know the talent is there. No one can tell me the talent ain't there. Fuck that.
Oh, yeah.
I go home enough to know the talent is there. So no one, I've been to enough events there. I know for a fact the talent is Florida. I'm just trying to. And people tell me, yo, it's the industry, it's the gatekeepers, blah, blah, blah. It's everybody's got a reason, but I just wanted to ask you personally, man, because I know you've really been doing this for a long time. You feel what I'm saying? And I know you really I just wanted to get your take on, like, yo, what's up with the grind in the state? You know,
like,
what I'm saying? Because
bro. You know, I ain't, man. You know, I don't step on people's toes, and I don't say what this person should be doing or that person should be doing. You know, because there's a lot of people that got high powers and high ranks that should be doing a lot more than what they're doing. But you know, it is what it is. How I look at it is, man. You know, just man up, man. You know what I'm saying? And go hard, bro. And make them want to come and get you. You know what I'm saying? Make them want to sign you, or make them want to, you know, do business with you, bro. That's just how I look at it, man, you know? I mean, hey, we see it clearly that, you know, ain't nobody really going to open the doors for you like that. It's, as you can see in Atlanta, you know, every day, every other month, you got a new artist coming out, you know, elsewhere, you dig? So,
right.
I mean, it just make me go harder, man. When I look at it like that, it just make me go harder, and it make me focus harder, and it make me grind harder. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I commend your grind, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that because I know you. Like, it's the fact that I witnessed it. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you know, I ain't gonna front, man. You know, when it comes down to me talking to people, you know what I'm saying, from home, you know what I'm saying, it's like a lot of people who I felt like, you know, you've got people who really, really went really far in, you know, industry, like Blood. You know what I'm saying? Like, Blood probably has went the deepest in the rap game than anybody from Florida. I mean, from Panama City, not Florida, but Panama.
Yeah, most definitely.
He's went deeper in the industry than anybody. But even somebody like that going to have people who don't like him for whatever. But, you know, when you're coming from a small town, niggas going to say this and niggas going to say that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's kind of tough somewhere like that. You know, and I understand me, and I personally can understand why somebody feel the need to leave a small town like that, trying to pursue this. What would you say? What would you say to somebody right now? Like, if somebody says, "Look, man, you dope music, you got to leave Panama City." What would you say to them right now?
I would tell them. You know, I feel them on that, because it's like, It's anywhere, bro. Like, when you coming from a small city like Panama City and people know you, people see you every day, you know, or every other day, however they see you in the clubs every other weekend. You know, people feel like when they know you or when they see you every day that you're not as important as the next artist from down the road
right.
from another city.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's crazy,
yeah.
But it's real,
yeah,
and it's like that. You know what I'm saying? It's like that, bro. So, you know, if a person would tell me that, I would, you know, I tell myself that all the time. I love my city, you know, and I ain't gonna never switch up on my city, you dig? But I know it's bigger than this because it's more haters than it is supporters. You dig what I'm saying? You know,
and it's crazy,
just to be honest.
It's crazy that you got more haters in a place where everybody knows you. That's just
That's the thing with hate.
That's the thing with that whole everything about that. It's like they feel like, you know, they know so much about you or whatever. Like, again, I totally feel what you're saying about people feeling like you're not important because, or they don't take your art serious because they may see you at work. They may see you at the Black Stove. You feel me? Or they may see you at the club.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So they don't take what you're doing as a craft seriously because they feel like, oh, he's just like me. And that's a big problem when you're somewhere like that. Whereas you go somewhere else and you rip the stage and everybody's like, yo, I fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. That go on a lot of places, though. Yeah. I ain't just gonna single Panama City out, you know, because that go on a lot of places, ain't big. But the thing is, with me, I'm a rep. I don't care how a person feel about me, you know. Like I say, I got a lot of supporters. Don't get me wrong. You know, I got a lot of supporters that support me through my movement, you know, and then support me through my life. And I'm not going to never change up, bro. I'm going to always rep Panama City no matter if they accept me or if they don't. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to always rep Panama City, bro, to the death of me. You know what I'm saying? Because I love my city. This is where I was raised at. You dig what I'm saying? And this all I know, tell you the truth. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it is what it is at the end of the day. It is what it is, you know?
Exactly, man. But I know the grind is real. You feel what I'm saying? I know you're going to do your thing. Let's get to talk about some of this music, though. You feel me? Let's go ahead and get into some of that. You did? We're talking to my homie, Lil Cat. C-A-Cat. Lil C-A-Dash. Wait, no. C-Dash-A. Say it. Goddamn it.
Lil C-Ash. Lil C-Ash. You did.
Lil C-Ash.
Lil C-Ash, man. It's Lil Cash, man. But as I got older, man, you know how Diddy changed his name about 2, 3, 4 times. You dig what I'm saying?
Yep.
I had to switch up, man. You know, I got bigger and better and larger, so I had to switch my name up, you know?
Right. I was just talking to Next God for you, and Next God, a.k.a. Next Tell Nails, which is what the fuck I was calling him, but I was knowing him forever. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, you got to reinvent yourself. If one thing I can tell anybody about anything, bro, reinventing yourself, that can work wonders for you. Well, welcome to my reinvention right here on K100 Radio. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody.
Yeah, I like that, man.
You feel me?
I like
shout
that,
out to my
homie. Home. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Taurus checking in. Jordan checking in. Yvette checking in. Seth Wines, what up, homie? James Earl, what's going on, man? Everybody, a couple people checking in right now on the Facebook live feed.
Taurus, what's happening, boy? You already know what it is. Yeah,
you know, Taurus is chilling, man. Came through for the Salt and Pepper video, man. Got his little cameo on. You seen him with the red cup, just kind of chilling. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Shout out.
All right.
You know. All right, so let's jump into the music, though. You dig? So let me see. What we got right here? We got Right Now. And we got I'm the Season. What we listening to first, bro? Tell me what's good.
We're gonna play that I'm the Season, man. You feel me? That I'm the Season really basically like you could take it however you want to take it, man. You could take it like, you know, I'm the Season. I switch up swags. I switch up styles. Like the season switch up. You know what I'm saying? Or we could use it as seasoning. Like I'm flavor. You dig what I'm saying? Like it's all that one, man. It's a gumbo. You dig what I'm saying? Feature my homie Woodrow Cash. You feel me? Shout out to my homie Woodrow Cash, man. Rem Music. Yeah.
All right, man. Let's check it out, man. Right now, Lil Cash. He says he's a season. K100 Radio, we live right now, man. Yo, hit the phone lines up. Yo, call in and let me know what y'all think about this new Facebook setup, man. Am I coming through loud and clear Facebook live? Y'all tell me what's popping, man, with the sound. You know what I'm saying? Everything is new. This is my first time doing this whole setup, man. So I'm hoping you guys are enjoying everything over here, man. My studio cam over here. You know, somebody see me doing pushing buttons and stuff, man. And, you know, but right now, man, we want to focus on Lil Cash right here, man. You know what I'm talking about? This is the homie, and his joint is called I'm the Season. Let's listen to it. Direct line interview. This is K100 Radio.
Riding slow through the city, rolling gas when it's tending. This will only take a minute. I was taught to stay consistent. On that train, they think I'm sleeping. How about fresh now, call me Deacon? Summer spray on the season, monumental for no reason. Riding slow through the city, rolling gas when it's tending. This will only take a minute. I was taught to stay consistent. On that train, they think I'm sleeping. How about fresh now, call me Deacon? Summer spray on the season, monumental for no reason.
Another day in the city. Gotta get paid, nigga, gotta go and get it. On the cover side, ride high, real heavy. Chopping another block, break it down like a pity. I just want the money, baby. Fuck these hoes, cause they pity. My bitch is like Keisha from Billy. Don't fuck with these niggas, they tell it. Just shoot them up like penny stealing. I do this shit here for the real. Blow up the link, cause I like how it feel. Look to the left while I'm gripping the wheel. Pull up clean, post it right in the field. I let my niggas, I might pop a pill. Going down and I let my niggas, I might pop a pill. Just going down and
riding slow through the city, rolling gas when it's tending. This will only take a minute. I was taught to stay consistent. On that train, they think I'm sleeping. How about fresh now, call me Deacon? Summer spring on the season, monumental for no reason. Riding slow through the city, rolling gas when it's tending. This will only take a minute. I was taught to stay consistent. On that train, they think I'm sleeping. How about fresh now, call me Deacon? Summer spring on the season, monumental for no reason.
Boy, I always been that nigga, even on them bikes, nigga. My dog had them pies, nigga. I was serving them a lot, nigga. I was never lied, nigga. You was smell it in the crowd, nigga. Never mind me, though. On Hannah like a amigo. What I say, so hit that like a stage cold. Nigga scrap with the trade code. You bitch, give me go for late show. No birthday, I won't pay you. No birthday, I would beg you. I'm just trying to live my life, gotta get it right, so they get it right.
Riding slow through the city, rolling gas when it's tending. This will only take a minute. I was taught to stay consistent. On that train, they think I'm sleeping. How about fresh now, call me Deacon? Summer spray on the season, monumental for no reason. Riding slow through the city, rolling gas when it's tending. This will only take a minute. I was taught to stay consistent. On that train, they think I'm sleeping. How about fresh now, call me Deacon? Summer spray on the season, monumental for no reason.
You are now tuned into K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
And we're back. Yeah. What up, though? K100 Radio, what's popping, man? You know what I'm talking about. I'm sitting down talking up with my homie Lil Cash, man. Lil Cash. What's going on, man? Welcome, everybody, checking us out on Facebook Live. Shout out to everybody checking us out on the broadcast, man. You see that number right there, man? 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. If you rock with the homie Lil Cash, man, hit the phone lines, man, and see what's good, man, and show him some love, man. Call in and holler at us, man. I really want you guys to hit me up about the Facebook Live. Y'all talking to me on Facebook Live, but I want to hear from y'all on the air. Like, everybody talking on Facebook Live. Nobody's want to call in. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to hear what you got to say live on the air, though. You feel what I'm saying? Let me know what's good, man. Shout out to everybody who's checking us out, though, man. So, Cash, let's go ahead and jump over here to the homie real quick, man. Yo, we got some more music, man, but yo, I definitely got to ask you, you know what I'm saying, your opinion about what's going on, you know what I'm saying, in the world right now, all the craziness that's going on with our people and the police, man. As an artist, what you got to say about all that shit, man?
I mean, you know, it's tough for us. It's tough for us black people right now, you know what I'm saying? It's real crazy, man. But, all, you know, what I could say is, man, you know, the way this world's set up, man, it's like they're trying to trick us off the streets, you know what I'm saying? It's they're really trying to trick us off the streets, man. You know, they're trying to trigger us black people out. You know how we get mad, you know, certain situations. In a situation like this, the whole world is going to be mad. All, you know, Black Lives Matter, you dig what I'm saying? And I really look at it like they're trying to trick us off the streets, man, and they're trying to really, like, put stuff in our mind, man, to use us how they want to use us, man. So I advise, man, to think smart about it. You know, it ain't right. None of it is right. And I know retaliation is on a lot of people's minds, you know. But I just say, man, as black people, think right, man. Think positive, man, you know, and pray, man. Pray for better days. You dig what I'm saying?
For real, yep. For real. But at some point, you do know it's got to hit the fan, right? You know it's got to hit the fan. Definitely. What I'm saying, you know, it's got to hit the fan. You dig? You know, you already know. You already know that it's got to. It's got to go all the way down, you feel me, at some point to where it's just like, yo.
Enough is enough.
It's got to hit ahead. And I don't know if it's going to be our generation. I don't know if it's going to be the next generation. But at some point, in order for
it's
real
going,
change
yeah,
to
it's
happen,
going down. Yeah, yeah, it's going down.
Oh, I don't know, man. You feel me? But, you know, we've been dealing with this, you know, being from Florida, which is the funny thing I'm going to tell you about Florida. And I know you travel and everything, but it's crazy how many people, when they think Florida, they just think Disney World and beaches, and they don't realize how racist the state of Florida
man,
is, bro.
Look at that. Right? Florida probably one of the racist, the most racist states. You know it is. You dig
bro,
what I'm saying?
It got you. Like, it's like people be thinking Mississippi and Alabama is bad, but you got to think it's a certain special breed of racism that goes on in Florida. You feel what I'm saying? It's a whole different from anywhere else, bro, the racism that you get. And people don't get it. They don't understand it because they just be thinking about, yo, the vacation, the beach, maybe a hurricane. That's the worst that could happen. Nah.
Yeah.
No idea. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah. Most definitely, bro. It's crazy, bro. It's crazy.
I know, man. So the new project that you got coming out, man, what all? I know you've done some interviews and stuff, and I know, is it going to be digital? You pressing up some CDs? You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna have you know, hard copies in the streets, you know, from, you know, when I'm traveling from city to city, you know what I'm saying, state to state. And also, man, you could download that Spinrilla, you feel me, tomorrow at 5 p.m., man, tomorrow at 5 p.m. on Spinrilla, you know, for all the people that you know, I can't touch right off the bat, you could download that off Spinrilla, man, for real, for real.
All right. Well, make sure you guys check that out. You know what I'm talking about? We got another song, though, before we get ready to roll up out of here, man. We got DJ Butter Rock coming up at 7 o'clock. You feel what I'm saying? We had another song by the homie, though. Hold on. Let me see. That right now joint, man.
Shout out to my homie DT Space. He made this one, man. You know, he from the Bay, man. You know, he made this track. You know what I'm saying? Produced by him.
Okay.
You dig what I'm saying? So it's a real big record, man. To me, you feel me? Coming from a heavy hitter producer like that, and he showed me love, man. He showed me nothing but love. Salute to the little homie. You know what I'm saying? DT Space, bro.
All right, man. I haven't even heard of him, so he's somebody in the Bay making some noise. I got to check him out. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, DT Spacely. Rich Homie Quan, producer, ran off on the plug twice. You done heard DT Spacely?
Okay. All right, I just didn't know who.
Yeah.
I didn't know who. I heard the beats, but I didn't know who produced it. All right. I'm going to check him out, man.
Right
now. This is Lil Cash. We live on K100 Radio right
hey,
now, man.
Featuring my homie Tay Prince and Young Skull, too, bro. You did?
Oh, yeah. Featuring Tay Prince and Young Skull.
Yeah,
right?
Young Skull. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Lil Cash, Lil C.A. Ash, Lil Cash. Right now, featuring Tay Prince and Young Skull right here on K100 Radio. Shout out to my Facebook Live crew, though.
DT on the motherfucking track, nigga.
I see these two.
Better come get this shit, nigga.
Got them things for the low. Nigga, come get them right now. Soon on my pro, bring them in. Yeah, I'm shipping them out. Yeah, say you get money, let me see what you about. Got them things for the low. Nigga, come get them right now. Nigga, come get them right now. Nigga, come get them right now. Get them right now. Nigga, come get them right now. Get it right now, get it right now. They can't get it right now. They can't get it right now. Get it right now. They can't get it right now. Better come get it right now, them boy prices high in the sky.
It's crazy.
Better come get it right now, them tax when this shit is dry. Man, that ticket so low, you can buy this shit by the pound.
Real nigga.
Man, that shit so light, you smell this shit from the time. Getting that money through six like a motherfucker merry-go-round. If I ain't got that coming, my nigga, I could get it right now. Get it right now. Nigga, I could get it right now, my nigga, I could get it right now. Ain't playing, nigga. Get up, Uli, Yanni, tell her, bring her, yapper. Get up, my little partner, tell her, bring them boppers. Make her give me brain service like a fucking doctor. Better watch who you serve, be me the fangin' like the opera. Yeah, tell on you and your mama just to get time off.
Got them things for the low.
Nigga, come get it right now. Turn on my plug, bring them in. Yeah, I'm shipping them out. Say you get money, let me see what you about. Got them things for the low. Nigga, come get it right now. Nigga, come get it right now. Nigga, come get it right now. Get it right now. Nigga, come get it right now. Nigga, come get it right now.
Midcon get it right now. Midcon get it right now. Get it right now. Midcon get it right now. Midcon get it right now.
Pressure them mobile, my nigga nugget getting set. When the truck came in, it was 600. When I got to the crib, it's a different number. So call the 700 for that sauce. That white girl with no skirt on. 3 5s for the five. I had 8 on, do the math, nigga. That's 4 bands for 4 1. 16 band, nigga, real slick. I don't fuck around on the mid blue. For the 9 5, I want 12 bill. Talking gas price is so low. Nigga, pull up to the bumper, get a feel, no. 7 3 bands a hole. Just made a 5 band off a quick flip. If Julie Giuliani keep that tool on me, 'cause everywhere I be, I keep that sack on me. Come get it right now, Nick, come get it right now. Come get it right now, Nick, come get it right now. Get it right.
Some things for the low, Nick, come get it right now. Turn on my plug, bring them in. Yeah, I'm skipping them out. Say you get money, let me see what you about. Got them things for the low. Nick, come get it right now. Nick, come get it right now. Nick can't get it right now, get it right now. Nick can't get it right now. Nick can't get it right now, get it right now. Nick can't get it right now. Nick can't get it right now, get it right now. Nick can't get it right now. Nick can't get it right now, get it right now.
Nigga, I trap all day. Nigga, I ball all day. Just bought a brand new bitch. Taught her how to cook my dish. Got 28 in the sack, nigga. Better make you come back, nigga. I'm about the whole nine, chopped up like French fries. Y'all niggas can't see me when I get number 36. Feeling like Jerome Bettis when I get number 36. My bitch bought a new Range Rover with an AK. That's a bad bitch. Got a bad bitch with a bad bitch. For the real niggas, no counterfeit.
Got them things for the low. Nigga, come get them right now. Turn on my pro, bring them in. Yeah, I'm shipping them out. Say you get money, let me see what you buy. Got them things for the low. Nick can't get it right now. Nick can't get it right now. Get it right now. Nick can't get it right now. Nick can't get it right now.
100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
All right, I got the homie Lil Cash in the building, man. Shout out to everybody checking me out over here on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
On the studio cam, man. You know what I'm talking about? We on the studio cam, man. Yo, we get back over here to the homie, man, real quick. Over here to Facebook Live again, man. Yo, so, man, I hope you guys are rocking me. I hope you guys are loving the new setup on Facebook Live, man. Checking it out, man. Shout out to my homie Lil Cash. My homie Next God came through. And then me and Next God getting in the lab after this. This shit's ill. Lil Cash, he slated to be on the K100 Radio compilation as well. You feel me? It's a lot of people, man. A lot of cats gonna be working, man. You know what I'm saying? That when the compilation drop, I don't know what to tell you, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I don't know what to tell you, bro. Good luck. You know what I'm talking about? For real, for real. You feel me, man? So, hey, Cash, before we get ready to get up out of here, man, we got DJ Butter Rock coming up at 7 o'clock. You know what I'm talking about? Tell everybody what you want to know, man. Give them your information, man, where they can find your music, you know, and website, everything, man. Social media, run it down for us.
Already, man. That Bow EP, man, it dropped tomorrow, man. Dropped tomorrow at 5 p.m. on Spinrilla, man. Make sure you download that. Also, man, you can look me up on social media at my Snapchat, LilCash850. My Instagram, LilCash850. My Facebook is LilCash 10 Toes Don Williams. You feel what I'm saying? And shit, that's how we rock it, man. My Twitter, LilCash850. Anything you wanna find me on, man, just type in LilCash850. You feel me? And it's gonna take you right up, bro.
All right, you heard the homie, man. Go check him out. K100 Radio, man. Thanks, everybody, for rocking me, man. We getting ready to get up out of here, man. We got DJ Butter Rock coming up next, man. So the CX1 DJ's mix, man. You guys hang around, man, and check it out, man. Y'all want to appreciate everybody for rocking me over here, checking out the new setup, man. You know, we got a lot of stuff going on. We may have a couple of kinks and whatnot to work out, man. You know, it's kind of some new shit. You feel me? I'm going to go back and look at all this stuff and see what's really good, man. But I want to appreciate my guests for coming through for my direct line interviews, my first ones that we've done on this particular setup, man. You know, with the dual cameras and the graphics and, you know. We're going to get deep into this thing, man. We just not started, man. Just not starting. Y'all pause. You feel me? www.k100radio.com. That's the website. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at K100_radio. I got to make sure I put that on there somewhere. I got to make K100_radio. That's for Instagram and Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up. You can follow me personally at Blizm. That's on social media. All everything. Just type BLIZM in everything. You feel what I'm saying? And basically, yeah, we'll get there. You'll get there. You'll get to K100 Radio. You'll get to me. You feel me? I want to thank everybody for rocking with us on K100 Radio, man. I really appreciate it, man. Like I said, we've been experimenting, trying something new. So I hope you guys liked it. You guys give me some feedback and let me know what you think on social media. I don't know how the engagement is because we're doing it this way. I don't know how many people actually get a chance to actually see the notifications. I think you got to sign up because it's doing something different. Because my not as many people as I normally do. But then again, it's a Friday. Motherfuckers in traffic. Motherfuckers got shit to do. I normally don't do these on Friday, but my people needed some shit done. I said, okay, I'm going to do it for my people. Then. You know what I'm saying? So big ups again to my guest, Next Guy, and my homie, Lil Cash. You can catch the replay on SoundCloud, of course. You know what I'm saying? Where we put everything after the fact. You know what I'm saying? We may start actually recording these in-studio joints, too. You know what I'm saying? And throwing them up on the YouTube page. We'll see how that works out. If it's not too complicated, we'll do that, too. But I appreciate everybody rocking with us, man. DJ Butter Rock is up next. I think Corrupt coming through later at 9. Yeah. K1's Radio, man. It's where you get new music first.
This is your boy Lil Wayne.
Hey, what's up? This is your boy Chris Brown.
K100 Radio.
Brand new.
Music first.
You are now tuned into K-100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
DJ Butter Rock.
CX1 DJs. Butter Rock. It's official.